Guess next time you're out for a drive, you could stay over. Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm sure you took that to heart. He does not need you to convey anything. That's the whole point. Dan, he does not need you to convey anything. Oh, we need what?
Everybody up. And, there's a number of other things that I'm not mentioning. I don't know if I mentioned foot powder or so much residue, but we also have other types of greens that are the best I've ever tasted, such as okra, mustard greens, bok choy, spinach. We have grapefruit and citrus of all kinds that are now starting to produce. About 12,000 banana trees line our road, which is 3 miles long, that we built into the center of the project. And it's just very exciting to experiment with these various crops and in our efforts here to become self-sufficient. Had a couple yams brought in the other day that were 6 pounds each. And we're also experimenting with peanuts, which I know is in vogue back in the States. So with that, I'll give it back to you, Vern, at W0 Victor Victor. It's very fulfilling work, and that's why I came, and I'm not sorry, because it's the most beautiful land that I've seen, and I've traveled extensively around the world. But I think I'm here to stay. It's just something words can't describe. You really have to see it to believe it. I know the trip down the Kaituma River is like a page out of a storybook. If you've ever been to Disneyland in California, it's like riding down one of the rides called Pirates of the Caribbean. But we will QSL, Vern, if you're interested. It usually takes 2 or 3 weeks for your car to get here, and about that long again for it to get back to you. We always wait until we receive the cards first, because we have to watch our budget. And we make so many contacts that it just, we wait until we receive the cards before responding. But we definitely will do it. So, thank you for coming through and making contact. I'll get it back to you for final with the present 73s. About 1 minute, but we will continue to do ourselves. So please stand by if you're interested in contact with the 803 station in Guyana, South America. Please stand by for about 1 minute. Double 8 Romeo 3 back in readiness to QSO of any station that wants an 803 contact.
W4 Uncle Victor Sugar, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, with a query, over.
W4
is post office box 3893 in Georgetown, Guyana. It's spelled Golf, United, Yankee, America, November, America. And we are in the country of South America, the continent of South America, over. Okay, Wayne, it's 5x9, very, very good signal here, coming through loud and clear. Glad you can make contact. If you've been reading the mail, I won't go back over it, but if you have any questions, feel free to ask. Otherwise, I'll give it back to you for finals at W4HG. In Winston-Salem, North Carolina, this is WB6MID, portable 8R3. Well, it's a long story, but to make it brief, we're operating a free medical clinic, a large agricultural project, and children's orphanage here in the interior region, where we've cleared out several thousand acres in the middle of the jungle, brought our own diesel generators from the States, and literally built a town. We're part of the Christian church denomination, but we're a single church that is doing it on its own, and it's working out very well. We have 1,200 people here now. We've been operating about 3 years, but only actively for about a year, where we've really settled in. Have 100 crops in being cassava, which makes all kinds of things, including that substance that tastes like potato, foot powder, candy and cookies, meat sauce called Casa Reap, which we make at a cassava mill. We have livestock, pigs, chickens, cattle. Not a lot, although chickens we have several thousand, but the livestock we're just getting into. That's basically it. We're, our purpose here is to serve and to assist in the endeavor in this country to feed, clothe, and house the people, which is something we believe in. It's an emerging, non-aligned country that got its independence about 12 years ago and is very friendly to the U.S. and growing closer. And amateur radio has helped in promoting goodwill relations. We receive thousands of QSL cards, which we've shown around to the various government ministries, and they've been impressed with your comments. So that's the background, Wayne. I'll give it back to you at W4HG. Okay, Wayne, are you ready to record? Okay, very good, because I have someone here who teaches Guyanese history in our school, and his background in law has been here longer than I have. I think can go into better and more descriptive detail that would be more appropriate for your purpose there. So let me know when you're ready, and I'll put it on. Her handle is
independence about 14 years ago. We are
located, the project is located in the Northwest District of Guyana, about 10 miles east of Venezuela, 90 miles north of the Brazilian border, in a very lovely, lush, jungle, tropical region. Contrary to people's opinions of the tropics, however, it is not a steamy or humid place. The temperature range is between 72 and 82 degrees approximately, and there are very lovely trade winds which keep the place quite cool and keep the humidity down. Just to give you an idea of some of the things we are doing, and then I'll go into a little bit of how amateur radio has been absolutely indispensable to us in our work down here. Naturally wanted to confirm, you know, it wasn't new about
and return to their home. So that's one instance, just one, where amateur radio has been critical to our operation down here. One other occasion, an eye surgery was performed by one of our doctors here via the net. We had an emergency where the young man got a piece of a metal fragment in his eye, and the doctor did an actual eye surgery after having consulted with an eye specialist from the States via, again, ham radio.
Looking out my bedroom window, I see the whole world. And I'm wondering if they don't want me around.